Ultimate power?
Ultimate power!
Christmas.
On the Ultimate Power Podcast.
All right, quite an epic ending to that one, huh?
Yeah.
That was nuts. Well, hey, studio audience, people at home listening. Happy holidays.
That's right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah and the Kwanzaa and all kinds of stuff going on. It's the holiday season. It's my favorite time of year.
It is. It's the most wonderful time.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Now, I was hoping for a white Christmas, and then I realized that I live in Brentwood, Tennessee.
Yeah.
So
every day is white.
Yeah, so my wish is coming true. This is going to be fun. Here's what we're going to do. This is a very special episode. This is our holiday episode. What we're going to do is we're going to bring in people. We're going to interview people.
It'll be great.
Brad has a phone call to make over a mishap that happened, with a toy last week.
Hey.
So Brad has a call to make. And I mean, it's not just a toy. We'll explain. You'll get the gist of it here.
Yeah.
We're gonna do some interviews, though. We got Santa Claus on the show. He's coming in.
How about that?
Huh? Old Saint Nick. We got Jesus.
Very Christmassy.
Very Christmassy. The Son of God himself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have Saul Weingoldstein to explain Hanukkah to us.
Oh, okay.
That'll be good. And then we have our friend that we used to work with, Marcus X. He's going to come in and talk to us all about Kwanzaa.
Good.
So we can get that explained and get that out of the way. So we're really covering all the bases here. But the most important interview, probably my favorite, this is really going to be fun, the one first and foremost. I know that you guys probably noticed our new intro tune. It sounded...
Probably.
Probably you did. It was pretty beautiful kind of barbershop quartet thing, but then just out comes the metal, you know?
Right.
And I got to tell you, this was done specially for us by our favorite British band, Wrought Iron. We've played their music on older shows, but they're actually here. They flew in specially for us.
Talk about a Christmas miracle.
Talk about a Christmas miracle. You know, this is the best present I've ever got.
Yeah.
These guys are probably the best band ever.
Probably.
Right. That's a bit of an understatement. Yeah. Better than the Beatles. Better than Beethoven, Mozart. Those guys pushovers compared to Rod Iron.
Put them all together and they're not even a pimple.
They're not even a pimple on the ass of the drummer of Rod Iron. And these guys, they come to us all the way from England. We're very happy to have them on the show.
I'm excited. Merry Christmas.
Merry
Jesse.
Christmas, Brad. Jeez. I love you, buddy.
I love you too. Canadians have Christmas the same time, don't they?
Yeah, we also have Boxing Day, the day after Christmas.
Yeah, what's that? We get all the boxes from the presents together or something?
I don't know. I don't think they know.
Do you fight?
No. Nothing happens. No, it's just
have to do with vaginas?
No, you eat the leftover turkey. So, you know, it kind of.
Okay.
You know.
Well, happy Boxing... Sorry.
Boxing Day. Yeah,
no, happy Boxing Day.
It's okay. Well, all right.
Let's get it going.
Let's get this interview started. I would like to welcome to the studio Wrought Iron. Guys, how y'all doing?
Yo, open me a line.
Well, right on. Well, that's a pretty intense story. So that happened after the concert last week.
Yeah. Well, I remember hearing something about that.
Yeah, I always just thought you guys only did that in the older tours, though.
Well, that's cool. You guys are bringing that back.
Well, yeah, that's pretty intense. All right, Fabian, let's start with you. How did you meet the other guys? I know you're kind of the proprietor of the group here. How'd you get it together, and how'd you get the whole thing started? Just give it to us from the get-go.
Yeah, Borat, one of the coolest models I've ever committed to say, look. It's 25 inches long, monstrosity, net is a scale of 6 inches tall, the Gendel. But I wouldn't recommend throwing better than the English child. It's bad boy, a cool thing, displaying prominently his collection, so big. Dig, it's a special shirt, just didn't do it. If you had told 2 years ago, you need to have a bit of a hunting down figure, get the pieces a bit, a super articulate, version of Modar, he would have punched you in the face, if you're right in the face. Just for telling you, get so excited, it never happened. It's a Marvel zombie, it's just a pain tracking down all the individual, figure, the Marvel Legends series, 15, being in Modar, you see, and it's all just magic. Magic from there.
Well, that is intense.
Yeah, that is like, wow.
So you all changed your name to Fabian after that, and then, well, I never knew a car could even really do that. Myself.
No, I mean,
I thought that was more of a motorcycle.
Yeah,
kind
I
of
thought
thing.
They just, you know,
but actually
transcending music,
right? But to actually, not transcend
physical.
Time,
yeah,
is wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So let's go to Fabian. Fabian number two here. Now, when you and Fabian met the other Fabians, how did that make you feel? Now, I realize you had some problems. I realize your mother was very sick at the time. Let's just kind of discuss how that felt for
right,
you.
Right. Right.
Yeah, just go ahead and give it to us. Oh man, so she only lost her sphincter on that deal.
Oh dude, that
well, I mean that's
so true though.
Which
I
one?
Mean,
which
he seriously took the words right out of my mouth.
Oh, the second sphincter. Yeah. Oh my God. Well, that is tried and hard times. I mean, that is difficult.
Well, yeah. I mean,
it's very difficult. Let's move to Fabian, the drummer.
Yeah,
now,
of course.
Now you are a big inspiration to us because instead of having a double bass, you actually have a hecta bass.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, it's. I don't even know. It's like you're a squid with your feet and your arms.
Yeah.
I just want to know, who are your biggest drumming inspirations? What does that mean to you? And keeping the rhythm of such an epic band mean to you and your fans?
Well, right after that, everything went all squiggly magoo, and then we all got in the porcupine and we said, "I'm through with this one. Here comes Potter." We all went down, got some more Armada. We took ourselves down to the fiber optic lunch.
I can't, I'm sorry, I can't really understand anything you're saying.
Yeah.
That is, okay.
But still.
Yeah,
you're great.
Yeah, you're great. I mean, we're huge fans. If you can hear us, if you understand what we are saying, work on the accent.
Right.
A little. Try to make it a little more legible. When you come to America, if we can't understand you... you need help. I mean, we're very accepting people here, and
Hey, Jesse, take it easy, man. This is Rod Iron you're talking to.
You're right. You know? Well, I'm sorry,
yeah,
buddy.
I mean,
we couldn't.
You know,
we couldn't.
He can. You know, I'm just saying.
I'm sorry. We can't. Yeah, we just can't really decipher. Okay, Fabian, lead guitarist. I mean, what's your story, man? Where are you from?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's hear about you.
Okay, fair enough. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to upset you. Okay, guys, we have time for one more question. Wrought Iron, you're our favorite band. We worship the ground you guys walk on.
Absolutely.
I can't even believe you're in the studio. It's such an honor for us, for the
yes,
studio
and
audience.
Yes, thank you.
And thank you. You've really made our holidays spectacular. This is the best.
And thanks for all the years of great music.
The years and years of great music. And you guys, before you go, again, thanks. We want to know, what does music mean to you?
Yeah.
Guys, thanks again. It's been an absolute honor having you here. This is Jesse. I'm coming to you alone right now because Brad is actually making a phone call. Now, earlier I told you about a little mishap that we had when we ordered a, not a doll, not a toy, an action figure. And he's currently calling the company because of a little mishap. It's holiday season. This kind of stuff happens all the time, I guess. But anyway, Brad's on the phone, so I'm going to go ahead and patch us through right now.
Hi, it's Jennifer.
Yes, I got a letter here, and I'm a little concerned. It says that I ordered my Green Lantern six-pack, and it apparently was a misprint, and now you want $71 more to get it.
If you still want it, it's an additional $71.
Well, I mean, that's completely unacceptable. It's printed, and I mean, that should not fall on me.
It actually says on the order forms that we're not responsible for, I have it right here, actually.
Well, I don't have it. I sent it out.
Okay, we can't honor the $18 price for it. So to keep the order, it's an additional $71 for the item.
Well, but I need those figures. And I don't have, I mean, it's Christmas time. I don't really have an extra $71 to send out all willy-nilly, you know? Is there any way I'm assuming that since it is written down, doesn't that, I mean, once you advertise a price, that should be the price.
Right, but it says on the order form that we're not responsible for typographical errors, so we can't honor that price.
Well, but then I'm going to end up with an Emerald Shield Green Lantern and no lantern.
We can cancel the order if you want. It's up to, we can.
No, I don't. I mean, I don't.
We can.
I know how this
works.
I mean, I ordered
lantern.
A Snake Tila before, and I never got that either. And I'm afraid if I make too big a fuss, I might not get anything at all.
We can replace it with the Emerald Green Lantern, or we can send you back the order.
Yeah, well, but I can't get that. I mean, you know.
You can get the six-pack, but it's an additional, it's 71. You'd have to send us an additional $71.
I have a situation, though. With my friends and I, we have a role-playing game, and, you know, I've already pretty much sent out the order that the Lantern Corps is going to appear, and now the Justice League will have no Lantern Corps to fight alongside them. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I mean, we take this very seriously, and if I show up in a couple weeks with no Lantern Corps, I'm going to look like a fool. But at the same time, you know, I bag groceries. I don't have an extra $71 to spend on this type of thing, and I'm just getting a little agitated about it. You know, the Legion of Doom is going to show up here, and I'm going to have nothing, and I'm going to have just an Emerald Shield Green Lantern. And it says here at the bottom something about a 10% coupon. What is that? What is that for?
You can use that on the website to purchase something else.
Can I use it to purchase the other figures?
No, it can't be used for that one.
Well, why not? That's what I want. I've got the coupon code right here in front of me.
Right. It can't be used for that. It can be used for other purchases on the website.
You're not going to help me with this, are you?
Well, there's nothing we can do. We can't honor the $18 price.
All right. Well,
so we can either...
You know, it's just a simple matter of, you know, the entire fate of the universe, and I guess it just doesn't matter to some people. Maybe I'll pull some extra shifts so I can get an extra $71 to buy these figures. But, well, it's Christmas time. I guess I can do that. I don't need to spend any time with my family. I'll just go out and work and do that.
Should we send you back the order, or do you want us to send you the Emerald Green Lantern?
No, just send me what you can, and I guess a coupon for the rest.
I'm sorry?
Just forget the whole thing.
Do you want to cancel the order?
Yeah, just forget it.
What's the name the order was placed under?
Oh, I'm not giving my name out.
But we can't send you back your order without having your name.
I don't want to cancel the Emerald Shield. I don't even want to cancel any of it. I just don't want to pay $71. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, but then we'd have to cancel the series in your order. So we need your name to do that.
Well, hang on a second. If I send you an extra $71, I'll get the other figures,
yes.
Correct? All right. I'm going to go ask my mom. She hasn't finished my Christmas list yet. But she's upstairs. I'll go ask her if she'll give me another $71, and I'll send that to you, and that can be my Christmas present from her, I guess.
Okay.
All right. I'll call you back.
Okay.
Bye.
Oh, we're back. Well,
yeah.
Brad, that sucked, huh?
Man, that was horse crackers.
That was horse crap. You know how pissed off the rest of the guys in Justice League are going to be at us?
Yes, I do.
Oh, man. What are we going to do on New Year's Eve, then? We're going to have to cancel.
I was planning
on being up till at least 9 that night.
You know, you try to be positive.
You try to have
a Merry Christmas.
I know.
Hey, look at that tree. Isn't that pretty?
It's a pretty tree.
They really decorated in here. It looks nice.
Yeah.
It went all out.
Yeah.
So now what, buddy?
Well, you know, I suppose, let me see, we're at 15 minutes here. I guess we should do a commercial.
We got to pay them bills.
Got to pay them bills. Got to keep the show running.
Got to buy them figures.
Our sponsor, as always, is Shane Company.
Right.
Diamond Wholesale Retailers. And, well, I guess we're going to go ahead and cut to commercial. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Yeah.
And we'll
be right back.
See everyone out in Radio Land here in a minute.
Ho, 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 and season's greetings from Shane. This season, whatever you're celebrating, be sure to surprise your sweetie with some luxurious jewelry from Shane Co. As you rejoice in the birth of our one and only Savior, give a gift that will almost certainly obligate her to have anal sex.
But what about me?
Don't worry, we haven't forgotten our Hebrew friends on their Chanukah season. This year, surprise your sweetie 8 days a week with our beautiful bracelet entitled The Festival of Lights bracelet. 8 sparkling diamonds arranged on one of them Jew candlesticks.
Hey, diamonds! Something less expensive, maybe. I can't blow all my schmeckle.
Don't worry, Shlomo. You'll have schmeckle to spare during your festival magic oils if you just pick up the new Judas necklace. 30 pieces of silver, strung on a luxurious gold chain. Can wear it around your neck as a constant reminder of what you did.
Shit, Shane! What about Kwanzaa, Nika?
Don't worry, we haven't forgotten our African-American friends on your made-up holiday. This year, surprise your favorite baby's mama or overweight Caucasian girl with some jewelry that you actually paid for.
Yeah, but what are the sisters like?
Sisters do love the bling, bling, bling. Show your negress that you're a strong black buck by giving her the Oprah Winfrey signature necklace, a replica of the necklace she gave out to her guests at her Legends Ball. Worn by such prominent female Afro-American role models as Maya Angelou, Mrs. Martin Luther King, and Beyonce.
Damn, boy! She got that junk in her trunk, nigga!
Anyway, this necklace is made from the finest diamonds slave labor can produce. We have our own militia, which dispatches any slave revolts. We slaughter the freedom fighters and pass the savings on to you. Apart from that, you'll be glad that we did it. When you see the Oprah Winfrey signature necklace. We alternate sparkling diamonds with the empty shell cases used to slaughter and massacre the slaves that dug out the buried diamonds. We alternate them one after the other and string them together with irony. Happy holidays, and remember, now you have a friend in the diamond industry.
All right, and we're back.
Yes.
I would like to thank Shane Coe for the sponsorship, as always. Kind of a strange commercial this week.
Oh, that's Shane.
He's zany. He's zany.
I don't know.
Well, so here's the deal. It's the holidays. We have a very, very special guest came by the studio.
Yeah.
Not as special as Wrought Iron, of course, from earlier, but...
Right up there.
Right up there. Everyone pretty much around the world knows him as St. Nicholas. St. Nick.
Yeah.
Father Christmas himself. Santa Claus with
yeah.
us here in the studio.
Yeah.
What
a treat.
What a treat. So we're going to bring him on in now. So everybody out in Radio Land, this
yeah.
is good.
Strap in, fuckers.
All right. It's time. So Santa, you came to us all the way from the North Pole. You came early. How you been, man?
Santa's well. How are you, Jesse? Brian.
Am I right?
Yeah, well, fine. Fine.
Pretty good.
You having a good Christmas over there?
How's the Yuletide, huh?
Santa always enjoys holly, holly, holiday.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
I know.
Favorite time of year.
Yeah.
Holly, joy,
yeah.
yeah it's
holiday.
Our favorite time of
busy,
year too.
I know you're busy this time of year. I'm glad you could stop by. I want to get straight to this and just get this out of the way.
This
you,
is a little concerning. Yeah.
You seem to be Indian,
Native
American.
Native American.
Or
yeah. Let's be PC.
What a I don't get it. I always thought you were a white guy.
It's a nice headdress, though.
Santa descended of Arctic father of North. How ever. Santa coat himself with narwhal blubber, fit down chimney. Spread Christmas cheer and joy on great spirit quest journey across.
Yeah.
Okay.
Grandmas.
Because I've seen
we see
black
paintings.
Santa Clauses.
Yeah. Even Middle Eastern.
You know? Like when they have them on display, like. Like a 20-to-1 ratio, but still they're there. I gotta tell you though, I've never. I mean, it's just interesting.
It's inspiring.
Oh, I have Christmas reservations.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
So, what's the hottest toy this year? What's,
yeah, there got to be something on the market. We've heard about the video game systems. Here.
What's the big seller for you guys this year? What are the elves working on?
What are the elves?
Oh. Santa not have elves, but spirit fallen fathers.
Oh.
The soldiers of the North find the spirit of Norwell.
Okay, well. See, I'm learning all kinds of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it's educational.
So, what toy was that again?
Yeah.
The Nintendo Wii.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah, that's good.
Is there some kind of copyright? I mean, do you guys buy...
I always wondered about that.
Do you
yeah.
make a Wii? I mean, how does that work? What
Good
do you
question. Good question.
Well, coming from the spirit of my fathers, which represents the eagle, which represents medicine, and the bear, which has the strength of the boar, I have to inform you.
I'm sorry.
sorry, Saint
you
Nick.
Buy him for what you do.
Well,
I don't think he knows.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Santa. I'm sorry.
He's at a loss for words.
It turns out I don't exist.
Okay.
Thank you, Santa, for stopping by. Merry Christmas to you.
Happy
it
New Year.
Pleasure. However, I have reservations also.
Okay.
Oh.
Hi, Santa. Thanks for coming. Ugh. Well, that was a pleasure having Santa in.
Yeah.
That was good. So now we have another extra special studio guest
yes.
to make a live appearance here.
Yes. Almost as important to Christmas.
Almost as important as the gifts. Ladies and gentlemen, here we have
The reason... for the season.
The reason for the season. The heckle for the schmeckle. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Hi, fellas.
Hi, Jesus.
Jesus, it's great that you're here.
It's great to be here.
Now, I've seen pictures of you. I've seen paintings. Now, these pictures are always, of course, two-dimensional.
Right.
You're actually two-dimensional. You're like flat, yeah. Like a piece of paper.
That's right. You got me there. Hey, can I have one of your Cokes?
Yeah, have a soda.
I'm parched. Hang on a sec.
It's okay.
Ooh. Oh, that's wet.
Yeah.
So have you been good boys?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we've been all right. We just had Santa in here. Did you see him on your way out?
Yeah, I thought I saw him, but I waved at him. He just walked off. I don't know.
Yeah, he's...
He's a weird guy. Hey, Jesus, there's been lots of things that we want to talk to you about.
Well, fire away, fellas.
Lots of important issues. First of all, I heard that you were born in the summer, and they picked December because it was like a pagan...
Is that true? Yeah, I was actually born... It was late summer, but, you know, nobody wants to put on a scarf in the summertime, so...
Right.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so they changed it.
Okay.
That was a long time ago, so...
Yeah, like 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, at the
You're
time...
You're old, huh?
Right. The Earth was only, like, 4,000 years old then.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
And that was before, you know, global warming and everything.
Yeah.
It's a different scene, you know, back then.
So, do you still get along with your dad? You get along with your old man?
Yeah, you know, I kind of wanted to move out.
Right.
You know, spread my wings, but I don't have any. So.
Oh.
That's more of an angel.
I sometimes got to get out of the house. I'll appear on a piece of toast or in an oil stain or something like that.
Right, right. No, we've seen all those. What does your dad think of us?
Yeah.
Brad, I know you're curious about this.
I'd like to know. What do you...
About people or about you two in particular?
No.
About us. Yeah. We do stand-up comedy, and we have some jokes. Lots of people say we're going to hell. We crack on you a lot. We make lots of jokes on you.
It's all in fun.
I don't know.
Do you think they're funny? I mean...
I think they're funny. Dad likes more of the blue-collar type stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah. Larry the Cable Guy type.
It's not that he doesn't like you. I just don't think he gets it. You know?
It's some of it's kind of.
But heavy. I mean, is he a forgiving guy? Seems
all right.
Let's hope so.
The Da Vinci Code. Any of it true?
Yeah.
Were you scoring some bucks?
Eh? Some of it.
Eh? The good parts?
Jesus.
Eh?
Jesus.
Eh?
Well, I mean, you know, I am a married man, so I can't really say I'm married to, you know, thousands of nuns.
Oh, that's right.
So,
that's hot.
Well, you'd think, but they're not. They don't really put out.
Really
and
shaved,
I just, you yeah. know, bitch all the time.
Yeah, those rulers and stuff.
I mean, I don't know.
It's
all right.
It's all right.
We all got a row to hoe.
Yeah.
You know
ain't
I mean?
That the truth?
Yeah.
Fortunately, you know, pretty soon Bush is going to bring it all together and I'll be back and everything will get on track.
He's working on it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Take another drink from your soda. Now, Jesus, there are pictures of you. Some people, lots of people think you're white, a white guy with a mullet.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah.
Other people think you're Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like Malcolm X.
You know, it's kind of, you look just like Topher Grace.
Right, well,
yeah.
I've heard that.
Do you get that a lot?
I heard that.
It does.
The people come up to you, hey, 70s show guy. I mean, what do they
you
say?
People are usually in awe of my glow.
It's a nice, it's a nice glow.
And I don't know, all they ever want to talk about are the holes in my hand
and my
feet, and it's like, you know, there's more to me than that, you know?
Do you really masturbate like this?
Yeah, no, well, okay, sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm more like this, you know, with like a bigger hole.
Right.
You can't see.
Right. So you're circumcised. Obviously, you're born Jewish.
I am the king of the Jews.
Right.
Which would make you think,
do they
you
know that?
That they'd what be more happened, on my side. But
what happened to the foreskin, and is that the Holy Grail?
Well,
is it like a leather ring that gives you powers?
The foreskin, that was... all right, now, God doesn't make mistakes. I'm doing air quotes, all right?
Well, of course not.
But sometimes he makes what we call fuck-ups, you know?
Right.
Like the whole testicles on the outside thing.
It's an industry term.
Yeah, you know, ass hair, the hair around your asshole, that doesn't work out.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
And the foreskin, you know, originally,
it was
You know, three. Like, what was it, 6,000 years ago when he made Adam?
When he made Earth.
Right.
Yeah, Adam. Mm-hmm. Adam
there
Eve.
Weren't any clothes, so that was the equivalent of clothes. It was just cover up the tip there. And then clothes came around, and it sort of became...
Did Adam and Eve have belly buttons?
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
Adam had a hole in the side like where that rib got yanked out, but that wasn't a belly button, no.
Well, so it's Christmas time. We have lots of listeners out there. We have our live studio
sure
audience
do.
Here.
Yeah.
You just have a glow about you. I just need to ask you, Jesus, what do you want to tell people about the holidays? What's Christmas really about?
Well, Christmas, I know a lot of people get mixed up this time of year about what Christmas is all about. And it is 100% about shopping. People take breaks and they, you know,
right.
They do stupid things like I know sometimes people were a little bit broke, so instead of a gift, they like get a card and write like a heartfelt note in it. That's not the point.
Yeah,
you know, it's
all about, it's all about shopping.
Yeah, I mean, come on, you know,
it's like they
we
don't
got
get
an economy
it.
To push here, and
yes, we do.
You know, I don't know.
Okay.
And you can send money to the poor if you want, but they're not going to get you anything.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of a shitty deal.
They're gonna get the earth.
Coke's getting
the earth. They're getting the earth. They're inheriting that anyway. So
they are meek.
That's earth. That's everything.
Well, thanks for coming by. Here's some Shane Company diamond jewelry for you.
Oh, fabulous!
Free gift.
Whoop,
Merry Christmas.
I'm sorry. It falls right through there.
Thanks, though.
Okay, well, Jesus, thanks for coming by. Our show is a little over, it's running at a little over 30 minutes. We were going to have some other guys in. We were going to have Marcus X, we were going to have Saul Weingoldstein.
Yeah.
We're not going to have time for that. But you know, Kwanzaa and Hanukkah, not real holidays.
They're kind of
made some yo-yo holiday.
So from me, Brad, from you.
From me, too.
And Jesus, certainly from you.
Yes.
Happy holidays to everyone at home.
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
And bless everybody.
Merry
bless
Christmas
all, bless
and happy
you,
holidays.
Brad and Jesse and
thank you,
bless
Jesus.
All your listeners and you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. This is the Ultimate Power Podcast. Signing off for another year.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Let's go get some wassail.
Let's do it.
You got it. Let's go.
Merry Christmas.